Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Don V Fridays. I'm your host, DonV757 underscore. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Join the Discord. You know, we out here. Best Virginia Tech Discord in the lands. You know, heavy underground vibes, you know. We got it all popping. Everybody, that's somebody already in there. Just hit my DM for info. We gonna do this one old school. We gonna take this one back to the old school format. You know, we gonna get down to the business. You know. We ain't picking no games, none of that. We ain't talking about last week games as far as the scores and everything. I don't give a fuck about, you know, Georgia Tech ain't, you know, game canceled. None of that. We about to get straight to the business. But before we get to the business, Bet Online, man. Y'all know how it goes. Bet Online. It's football season, college football season. Y'all know how it go, man. The best sports book in the business, man. Prop bets, you know. Game spreads, totals, player, coaching props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any other sports book online. Head to Bet Online today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR. Take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Bet Online, your online sports book experts. Once again, that promo code for BetOnline is ARMCHAIR. Let's get down to the business. Virginia Tech lost to Liberty last week in a game which Virginia Tech was favored by 2 touchdowns. Might have been 15 points, but let's just say 2 touchdowns. They went out there and lost the game. They carried their ass out there. Play and Liberty gave them a game for 4 quarters. So I was already hot. I was already upset. I was already disappointed that they would carry their asses out there and lose that game like that. I mean, not even lose the game. They would go out there and struggle like that for 4 quarters versus Liberty. After all the shit I talk, and anybody that listen to this podcast or follow what I do, I talked big shit. We ain't losing to no Liberty or y'all crazy. I was talking big shit. And Justin Fuente made a fool out of me again. We gonna be all over the place on this one. I ain't typed nothing out. There's no format. I just want to come in here and go off the cuff. I want to shoot from the hip and speak from my chest. And say what I really got to say, because sometimes when you write things out and you plan things out, you don't really get that. You don't really get your shit off because you're too busy trying to follow what you. Nah, fuck all that. Justin Fuente made a fool out of me. And he made a fool out of you, if you listening. Disappointed but not surprised is pretty much my reaction. I was disappointed. I honest to God, thought we were going to blow Liberty out. I thought there was no reason why a team like that should even hang with a team like us. But I was wrong. I lied. I told a lie. I can own that. I can own when I lie. I lie sometimes. But then you go out there and lose the game. And a lot of people did not like the decision to kick the field goal before halftime. And I still disagree with those people. I agree with the decision to kick the field goal before halftime because I figure, okay, you go up 6 points. Liberty done scoring. They done scoring. They're not scoring. They're not going to keep scoring. They emptied their playbook. They gave you their best shot. They done scoring. You know, take your points going to halftime. You know, continue to pull it on. That was my thinking. And that's probably what the coaches was thinking. Liberty wasn't done scoring, people. And that's what you get. I guess, you know, I still defend the coach's decision to kick the field goal before half. I defend it. And I don't even like these coaches. I think the defense could have played better. The defense should have played better. This loss on the defense. This loss ain't on the offense. You put up 35 points, even in today's pass happy, offensively based college football game. 35 points should be enough to put Liberty away. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. 35 points is more than fucking enough. This game, this was on the defense, man. This one was the opposite of the UNC game. I put the North Carolina loss on the offense and not the defense because the defense was going into that game, even if they were fully healthy with no COVID-related absences, they was outgunned, outmatched. They was going to get their ass bust. It was up to the offense to keep pace with UNC's offense, and that's how we was going to win that game. This one's different. I needed the defense to finally grow some nuts and make some stops. And they failed to do so. Malik Willis out there looking like Justin Fields or somebody. It was embarrassing. I don't know what to say about J-Ham right now. All I'm saying is we need to have a dialogue on Justin Hamilton. I will say that. We need to have a dialogue on TNT. I will say that. We need to have a dialogue on Tracy Clays. I'll say that. Because there's no reason, scheme switch or not, that this defense should be this bad versus that team. You know, the UNC's, you know, we're going to get into the Miami game later, the Clemson's. You know, the contenders of the conference, they gonna get theirs. They gonna get theirs, man. It is what it is. They got weapons all over the place and good quarterback play. They gonna get theirs on you. This Liberty shit? Nah, man, I'm not taking that. I'm not accepting that from this defense. I won't. Not in year five. No. It's been a lot of Fire Fuente talk. You know, fire Fuente. And I'm going to say the same thing I've been saying. What changed? Nothing on Saturday that happened surprised me. Like I said, I was disappointed, but I wasn't surprised. What did you see out there on Saturday that you ain't never seen before? You seen the Virginia Tech team get punked out there. That's happened. That's happened multiple times under Justin Fuente's tenure. You seen a defense out there, out of place, missing tackles. That's happened under Justin Fuente's watch. You seen a mobile quarterback killing us. That's happened. What happened out there that surprised you? Nothing. And I might sometimes have been upset and said Fire Fuente. I know for a fact I said he's not my coach. But for the most part, I always said after I say mid-2018, he can go. If there was another job opportunity for him, or you know, he wanted to just give up football altogether, I wasn't gonna be crying about it and broke up about it. Because he's not the coach that he was built up to be. He's capable of getting us to bowl games. That's it. That's, you know, for some people, that's cool. For me, that was never cool. So I always said, hey, bro, if you want to find you another job, you can go ahead and do that. If you want to go ahead, pack up the kids, you know, and go on back to Texas or Oklahoma or wherever the fuck you from, go ahead and do that. Because we're going to be fine over here. But like I said, it was nothing that happened in that Liberty game that, you know, made me say, okay, we got to fire Justin Fuente. Because I ain't going to say I was never on board, but I wasn't on board with the current regime. Because he took a proud football tradition and he shit on it. So I have been out on that dude. When I watch Cincinnati, the Bearcats of Cincinnati take a backup quarterback and they went on like a long 10-minute drive in the fourth quarter and Virginia Tech defense looked helpless to stop them. It's a video I posted right after that game. I can't find it for shit. It's a video I posted that day. It was after the Military Bowl. We played the Cincinnati Bearcats. Stay with me. Stay with me. It was a Military Bowl. We were playing the Cincinnati Bearcats. And I think they starting quarterback got hurt, whatever the case may be. I didn't watch the first half. I had to work that day for some reason. So I could only watch the second half. And this backup quarterback killed us. And Cincinnati had completely, they didn't do nothing exotic. They didn't do no flash shit. They ain't do no shit that we ain't never seen before. Maybe one or two of them dudes play in the NFL or plays in the NFL. They just took their offensive line and said, fuck them over there. They can't stop you. And we couldn't. And we talking about Cincinnati. And before anybody get in my Twitter or get in my Instagram or wherever, and you say Cincinnati good now, yeah, Cincinnati good now. In 2018, they ass was in the Military Bowl with us. So they couldn't have been that fucking good. Don't play with me. It's sad. He's taking a proud defensive tradition. He shit all over it. He took something I know and love, and he shit on it. He stopped being my coach kind of before that, but it was confirmed on that day. Oh, no, this dude ain't it. So, what did everybody see on Saturday that's different from what you've been seeing over the last 2.5 years? He let this team deteriorate to group of five level. That is a fact. It ain't even worth arguing no more. The recruiting is group of five. The defense is group of five. Hell, the offense is group of five. Because the offense, while we think that's the best part of the team, none of us want to see them drop back and throw the ball 30, 40 times a game. We don't trust them to do that. Huh. It's bad, man. It's bad. It's a mess. That the 2020 Hokies, which was supposed to be his best team, the excuse for 2018 is we're young. We got like 6 seniors or something. I think we had 6 seniors or some crazy shit. It was a real low number. We're just young. They're going to get experience. Wait till 2019. Wait till 2020. We might go to the playoffs in 2020. That's what they were saying in 2018 when we was getting our ass bust by everybody. Just wait till 2020. We're going to have a playoff team. We're going to have our quarterback, whether that's Hooker, whether that's Patterson, and all these young guys are going to be veterans, and we're going to have some dogs out there. And here it is, 2020, and here we are, 4-3? going into the Miami game might easily be just a 500 team. That shit is embarrassing. It's sickening that I just know my time got wasted for 2.5 years. The most precious resource we all got. And Fuente out here just fucking it off. It's ridiculous, man. But I don't want him fat. I say all that to say I don't want him fat. I want his ass to stay right here. Because he need to fix what he broke. And it starts with recruiting. And it also starts with building culture. Because his attempt at building culture was dismissing everybody involved with the Frank Beamer, Bud Foster era. He wanted nothing to do with the Frank Beamer era. So he slowly but surely weeded all them players out, whether they did something wrong or not. He wanted the motherfuckers out of there. And this is his team. And the further he gets removed from Frank Beamer, the more he looks like a fucking fraud. So he don't know. You don't get to get fad. You don't get to get paid to do nothing. No, I need your ass to get paid and do your fucking job. Point blank period. You need to either get paid to do your job or you need to quit and give us our money back. Because you a scammer and a finesser right now, brother. And that's a fact. I'm not about to sit up here and talk about no referees. No, I'm not about to talk about no goddamn timeout being called. Oh, they... Jamari Conner had a scoop and score touchdown that they called back. If you need the referees to beat Liberty, you are a fucking failure. Point blank period, man. Anybody here to talk about no fucking timeouts? You got to call a time. You got to ice a kicker in a Liberty game? Hey, I wasn't trying to ice no kicker. What were you trying to do then, bro? Trying to get the right block personnel on the field. You sound stupid. Call timeout before a 59-yard kick. For what? He ain't making that shit. They don't even ask NFL kickers to make 59-yarders like that. Come on, man. If an NFL kicker miss a 59-yard kick, the fans don't go shit on that kicker. The fans say, well, shit, it was a long kick. We had a shot. Let's go to overtime. This man called timeout before the man attempted a 59-yard kick, man. Talking about he trying to get the right personnel on the field. Are you high? Who the fuck?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You need out there to block that. And it got blocked anyway. That's the part that blew me. Like, what is bro on? We lost the Liberty, man. We lost. Justin Fuente has lost to every Virginia school that plays, I'm about to say Power 5. He lost to every FBS level school in the state of Virginia. If that ain't mid, I don't know what to tell you, bro. This man lost to UVA. This man lost to ODU. And this man lost to Liberty in a 2.5 year span. Bro is a fucking turd, bro. I can't believe this shit. He made a fool out of me. He made a fool out of all of us. I just can't. And we going into Miami week, by the way. Which means we're going to fucking win because he's going to completely. He already been coaching the scout team and all this other shit. He is selling his soul to win that Miami game. Listen to me when I say, you're going to see some plays that you ain't never seen out of his bag this week. You're going to see double reverse pop passes. You're going to see it all this week. It's going to be the Ringling Brothers Flying Circus out there this Saturday after that bullshit they pulled last week. I'm just tired, bro. I ain't even going to hold y'all. I'm tired. I'm tired of the nonsense. I'm tired of people pissing, talking about this lemonade. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of people excusing the bullshit. I'm tired. I ain't even gonna hold y'all. That loss to Liberty just made me tired. It's hard to get energized for these games knowing that you got a man out here that's actively working his hardest to make this team average. I got to deal with a coach, a head coach, that's working his ass off to have us average. Oof. Let's talk about the game for a little bit, man. Let's talk about Amari Barno. Amari Barno is the best surprise of the season. He ain't no surprise to me. Pull the receipts. But Amari Barno has excelled in that defensive end role. You know, he made the conversion from linebacker. He was a linebacker JUCO, raw prospect. And you can tell the way he play that Tap and Tail Link basically saying, "Hey, big dog, just go out there and hunt." I don't think they coaching them for shit. I think they just out there like, "Hey, go hunt, big dog. Go hunt. Just find the ball, make a play." Because his technique looked trash. But bro just keeps making plays. This is, shout out to Amari Barno. I don't want this whole podcast to be just me talking bad about Fuente. Even though he deserve all this slander. But Barno definitely deserves praise and props, especially with, you know, the Emmanuel Belmont situation. And, you know, it's been a crazy year for defense. The defense been trash. The defense has had dudes in and out. It's been COVID and all kinds of shit going on. But Amari Barno continues to be a bright spot on our defense. One of the few bright spots on our defense. And on offense, man, let me show some love for Hendon Hooker, man. I do not like the fact that Brad Cornelison and Justin Fuente, or both of them, or just one of them, I don't know who puts the fucking scheme together during the week. But you running your quarterback between the tackles 10, 15 times. What the fuck is, like, do y'all get high? Do y'all not remember what y'all did to Gerard Evans, you fucking dipshits? Do y'all remember why Gerard Evans left in the first place? Because he didn't want to get used like a glorified Tebow, and you did it. And you're going to do the same thing to Hendon Hooker and bang him up and use him up? Crazy, man. Why don't we have a quick passing game? Why do I got to see a quick passing game in two-minute situations? Which means you got the plays and you got the concepts and you got a quarterback that can execute them. But you mean to tell me he can't execute these plays on just first and 10 with 10 minutes to go in the second quarter, not 10 seconds to go. I just don't like, I do not like, listen, I already said it. I need a new coach. I need a new head coach. But we not about to pay you, bro, to sit at home or go take another job. No, you going to get paid and you going to work and you going to earn your money. Because you've been stealing it for a long time, bro. Shout out to Hendon Hooker, man. He don't deserve this shit. I need to get some of that shit off my chest, man. It's been a long week, man. Manscaped. We got a new Manscaped product alert. It's the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Take a look in the mirror. I guarantee you'll see hair sticking out of those holes. It's time to keep your ear and nose hair looking as nice as your clean-shaven pubes. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with the Weed Whacker, the Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Hold up. Technical difficulties, people. I'm sorry. The Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. The premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Its intelligently contoured design enhances the trimming experience, and it's waterproof, which makes for easy operation and cleaning. The only nose hair trimmer on the market with a powerful and rechargeable lithium ion battery that lasts for up to 90 minutes of use. Have you ever pulled your nose hair out with your fingers? That might hurt worse than nicking your balls. Manscaped is making whacking your weeds a time to look forward to, delivering maximum confidence while providing hygiene. Yes, you will get a replaceable blade every 3 months to keep your weed whacking time clean and enjoyable. Look, fellas, 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff. It's time to upgrade your Manscaped routine with the Weed Whacker. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. Thank you, Manscaped, for keeping our pubes trimmed and our hair and our holes looking nice. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code armchair. What are you waiting for? Go whack your weeds. And once again, BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. Head to BetOnline today. Use the promo code armchair to take advantages of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Got to show love to BetOnline and Manscaped. Once again, the promo code for both is armchair. Virginia Tech plays Miami this week, and this is a game that most Hokie fans, we normally get up for this one, but it's hard for me to get up for this one after that embarrassing loss to Liberty. I said it in I did a mid-season stream maybe a week ago. And I said that Virginia Tech was going to beat Miami, but probably drop a game that we shouldn't drop. Well, half of that prophecy is already true, because we already dropped the game that we got no business dropping. Which means I really believe that they can beat Miami. And it's going to take all hands on deck. I know there's rumors about Khalil Herbert not playing and possibly James Mitchell not playing. But it's gonna be all hands on deck. If Fuente wants to win this game, he is gonna have to dig so deep in his offensive bag. he gonna have to pull out concepts and schemes we never even seen from him before to have a shot at winning this game. Because defensively, we don't got a chance in hell. We're not stopping Will Mallory. I don't think Brevin Jordan is playing. We're not stopping De'Aaron King. And one-on-one, I don't think our DBs can hang with their wide receivers. Pope, Wiggins, and I can't think of the other one. So, we're facing a team where we're going to struggle to stop their quarterback. We're not going to stop their tight end. And we're going to struggle to stop their wide receivers. Which means they're going to run on us all day, folks. It don't mean they're going to pass on us all day. That means they're going to run on us all day. They do got good running backs with Knighton and I think his name Cameron Harris. They got decent backs. I know they've struggled to run the ball lately, but they ain't played Virginia Tech. Those lanes are going to be there. Those backs are going to exploit us. That running quarterback, when the QB run is going to exploit us. And once we start selling out, Will Mallory is going to kill us. So this game is going to be on the offense. This game is not going to be on the defense, because I'm telling you right fucking now, the defense is going to struggle. So this game, the offense is going to have to keep pace, just like the North Carolina game. The question is, can they keep pace? Does Fuente have something cooked up where he can win this game without Khalil Herbert or with a limited Khalil Herbert? That's the question that's going to get answered this week. We're going to need a big game from Trey Turner to have a shot in hell at winning this, by the way. Trey Turner's going to have a career game for us to have a snowball chance in winning this game, especially if Mitchell Hurt and Khalil Herbert is limited. Fuente going to have to be in his bag, man. The jet sweeps are going to have to fucking hit. Hendon's going to have to carry the ball. Unfortunately, they're going to have to use him like a battering ram in our short yard situations, because apparently they don't trust nobody else to carry the goddamn ball if Herbert ain't carrying it. And Blackshear is not really a short yardage person. We thought Jalen Holston was the short yardage guy, but they don't trust him either, apparently. So all I can say is Hendon Hooker, ice up, son. Because your ass, you going to be the most beat down, broke down quarterback in the ACC after Saturday. You're going to be out here feeling like a Georgia Tech quarterback in the Paul Johnson days, my boy. I ain't even going to hold you. You're going to be out here in a lot of pain post-game. Speaking of post-game, I am not doing a stream this weekend. I'm not doing a post-game stream. I will be in Virginia visiting my family. I'm pretty sure somebody's going to do a post-game stream. And now, you know, stop in there, show some love if I can. You know, pay some homage. You know, get some jokes off, get some laughs off. That said, I still might do the group Discord voice chat after the game. Join the Discord, man. I might put the link to the Discord in the description. And I might put the link to the Discord in the thread of when I tweet this podcast out. Join our Discord. The rules are in the Discord. We're going to do a voice. We did a voice, little group voice chat after the Liberty game. You know, obviously people wanted to talk it out. We lost the game, so people wanted to talk. If we lose against Miami, people probably still going to want to talk for hours. So that's what I want to do. I want to present. I want to have a Virginia Tech community for, you know, the fans. Not exactly the alums. Alumni and you students are more than welcome. But this one's for the fans. This ain't for, you know, the people that sit up in the in the suite or whatever. This ain't for the people, you know, that this just some, I'm trying to think of the words, but you know, fans is different from like alumni. Fans go harder than alumni. Fans rep 20 times harder than alumni. That's not my opinion. That's a fact. We don't mind looking crazy with this logo on. Whereas an alumni, they're thinking, I have to represent the school in the right way. I can't make the... We don't... Fans don't care. We, you know, we want to rep. So that's what our Discord is. Don V's Jet Sweep Lounge. You know, I wanna send a shout out to VT Miner. He put it all together by himself. I don't know nothing about computers and shit. He put it all together by himself. Show him some love. Pay him some homage. But the Discord is great. Like I said, we got all kinds of different threads in there for recruiting and memes and titties and all that. Cause that's just how we get down, man. So Don V's Jet Sweep Lounge, best Discord in the lands. I'm going to post the link probably in the thread that when I post this podcast out. I mean, if not, shoot me a DM. Don't be no bot. Don't be no bot. And, you know, don't be lame. And you'll get access. But, like I say, no post-game stream this week for me. But, I'll be on Twitter. I'll be on Discord, definitely post game. So that's it, man. Like I said, man, I did this podcast straight from the hip, shooting from the hip, man. So it's a lot of stuff I probably didn't talk about, which is good. It's some shit that I probably should have talked about, which I don't want to beat the horse into the ground. Hopefully, I'm not saying nothing that everybody else can say. It's a million Virginia Tech podcasts. Shout out to all of them. But we all, you know, we all burying Fuente and his staff right now. So I thought I'd get a couple, you know, digs in too. I got a shovel too. So, but that's it, man. God bless, man. Y'all have a safe weekend. Go Hokies. God bless.